ובונו בו עמוד שהוא גבוה עשור עוד פוחי ויש בו הכשר סוכה דעמוד הזה הכשר סוכה סובר הבאי למים הגודסיק מחיצתף the size of דעמוד we make up and במילה we have מחיצה סוכה אומר לרוב בעינן מחיצה סניקורס ולקה it's not good we don't say גודסיק בחי גבנה בעינן מחיצה סניקורס ולקה So was the first the Pshat HaGemore. Oysa Gvoyo Me'esrim Amo V'bono Bo Amud Shehu Gvoyo Asor Otfochim V'yesh Bo Hekshar Sukkah Zogt Rashi V'bono Bo Amud Gvoyo Asor Rochoik Min Atfano Isharbe U'bo Hekshar Sukkah Shehesh Beroish Shiva V'mashu Al Shiva V'mashu סוב הרבי למים הגודסיק מחיצתה של העמוד שמבחוץ לבנם הגבי הם עשור עשיו וסרוי שבר יש בהם בגוי ויוד וחשוב וסוכו על רוי ודוף מעמוד פנוסר על ידי גודסיק וסחר של מעלה כושר לא דעינו למעלה מחוף מרוי שעמוד So Rashi starts and is מסביר סוכו שיגבויו למעלה מעשרים עמו ובונו בו עמוד And he built the עמוד inside the סוכו זוגת רשי רוחק מן התפנו ישהר בה Why רשי says רוחק מן התפנו ישהר בה Why רשי has to say that it's רוחק מן התפנו ישהר בה לחורי רשי is coming to answer שיילב דרישוינים Why we don't kasher this עמוד מדין דויפן עקומו Say דויפן עקומו and kasher the עמוד מצד דויפן עקומו Kasher da amud mitzad doifen akumo. So Rashi answers, it's rochoik min atfano is harbe, b'meile the doifen akumo can reach till there. Zeh zogt Rashi, rochoik min atfano is harbe, the doifen akumo can reach, it's talking that it's far away. Be'emes, the Rosh and Simen Dalet brings down a Ritzgeus. The Ritzgeus says that when you have a Sukkah Gvoya Lemalo Me'esrim Amo and you have a Amud or Itztabo that is Gvoya Asoro, you don't say Doifen Akumo. Because it's Choylek Reshus Le'atzmoy. Val it's Choylek Reshus Le'atzmoy, you don't say Doifen Akumo. And the Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says, Avada, you say Doifen Akumo. So Be'etzem Rashi is coming to answer the Leker Itzgeus. That the answer in the Sugi here is not because Amud Govoya, you can't say Doifen Akumo because he's Govoya Asoro. Just Rashi says, Balabatish, Siz Rochig Min Atfano Is Harbe. Interesting. The Ran, and the Shtik Ran on our Sugi, in the beginning, we'll see the beginning of the words, but in the end, the Ran himself wants to misupik in it. The Ran says like this, Ve'efsho, the Ba'amut Kevon Dilian Shabbos Choylik Reshus Le'atzmoy Ke'ilu Mukav Mechitzes Afilu Ein Mimenu Ve'lakoyis Ala Ba'amas Psulo Ve'lo Yamrinen Ba'idofen Akumo He's Mesupik in the Chiddush of the Ritzgeus He's Mesupik in the Chiddush of the Ritzgeus If B'chai Gavna you say Doifen Akumo or not So Rashi was Nishmar from them And Rashi says, Avada you say Doifen Akumo The technique It's Rochik Min Atfana is out And the Ran is Mesupik and the Rosh there at the Tzad, that maybe not. Maybe when the Amud is Gavoya Asoro, you don't say Doifen Akumo because it's Choylik Reshus Le'atzmoy, Losh Naran, Kilu Mukif Mechitzes. In Mishabes, you say Gudasik and it's Kilu Reshus Bifne Atzmo, you can't say Doifen Akumo. You can't say Doifen Akumo. The Sfasemes, the Emes, says he has a shtikel raya to the Ritzgeus. If it's not like the Ritz Geus, why the Sugi has to talk about Oysa Gvoyo Lemalo Me'esri Mamo Ve'bono Bo Amud? Are we going to learn today a Sugi if you have a Amud and you have Schach? If you say Gudasik, you don't say Gudasik. You need Mechitzas HaNikoros, you don't need Mechitzas HaNikoros. This is the Sugi we're going to learn. Why this Amud had to fall inside the Sukkah Shi Gvoyo Lemalo Me'esri Mamo? Zogde Svasemes, the Fider Itzgeres, Milsag of Uchek Mashmalon, that we don't say Doifen Akumo here. But Mele, now we have to handle the Gudas. But if you learn that you say Doifen Akumo, just as far away from the walls, so what is the Mele to be with Techsuka Shilamalo Mesrimamo? The Svasemes finds a Chetimtzes answer. The Svasemes finds a Chetimtzes, he says, the Gemara had a problem, how the Schach is standing. If you make pause in the sides of the amud, it's the next sugya, kundesin. We wanted to find a case that the schach, where the schach is standing. So what the Gemara will say, bona amud, ve osa amudim in atzad. So the Gemara said, zay chetimtze. But if the Ritz Geir says, a schach gishmake. Some want to say another teretz, that there's a chiddush here, that's in the Welt, and somebody asked me this kasha today, ari lechure, if the good asik starts from the bottom, see later, lemaisa distfanes al lemalo meesri mamo. They start from the bottom and they go up and up. So lemaisa, till they reach the schach, could be there will be lemalo meesri mamo. We'll see later how. If we have to get magias the schach, we don't have to. But the mechitzas start from the bottom of the amud. And you can't ask a kasha from korim v'ksosis. Why? Because if korim v'ksosis, we say the sukkah starts from here. But here we don't have walls. We need to start the walls from the gudasik. Without the bottom, we don't have walls. And korim v'ksos says, we say, ki'ilu, everything started from here. It's nismay de halal, and everything is starting from here. Mash'en can hear, it's a big chidush. Ari l'chure, and tap is garnish. The only koyach of the wall is, that van on the bottom, it's a wall, I could pull out from that wall a wall, like we'll say later, how you say gudasik. I pull out from that wall a wall, and I make a wall out of that wall. This is the way I make it. We'll explain later how it works exactly, gudasik. But when I pull out the wall from the bottom piece, so b'meile, if I pull out the wall from the bottom piece, b'etzim, the wall is l'malo me'esim. Why it's good? Maybe there's a lot of answers why it's good. But I want to be maimed. I want to be maimed. Again, the Svasemes is asking you, why the sukkah, the bona boitz, the amud boemtza, has to talk about the sukkah she gvoyo lemalo me'esrimamo, and you're building an amud. Why this amud? The amud is the sukkah. You say good asik, you don't say good asik. This is the sukkah we're going to learn today. It felt that this amud was in the middle of a sukkah lemalo me'esrimamo. Actually, the walls are very far away, if not as they fin akuma. So what I need to talk inside the sukkah she gvoyo lemalo me'esrimamo, this is the or of the Svasemes, the pshat. So the Fider Itzgeus is a chidush. I learned the sugya of Itztabo that you say Doifen Akuma. If you build the Amud Asoro, Ois Doifen Akuma, because it's Rishus Lifnei Atzmo, and now we're clearing a new shayla if you say Gudasik or not. But if we learn like Rashi, that Be'etzem you could say Doifen Akuma, just the answer is that it's far away. So why we have to talk in Amud that is B'toich Sukkah Shikvei Lema'ala Ve'esrim Amud? So Sam is wants to say maybe technical answer is how the schach will stand, but could be a chiddush. Every sukkah shel malo me'esrim amim yimemay de halal. So we could look on the walls that they start from the sfas, from the height of the pillows, from the height of the itztabo. Here, from the height of the amud, there's no walls. You take the bottom walls again. We'll learn soon the sugya of gudasik, and from these walls we pull out walls. So if you pull out the walls from that walls. So the meila, where's my walls? The bottom sides are my walls. So the meisa, if I get to the schach, it's the bottom meisim of the walls. So the chur had to be possible. Okay. Why it's kosher? We'll answer later. Why it's taken kosher? Why it's taken out of chisson? Why it's taken out of chisson? The chaygav nev the bottom meisim amad. But mikol mukim would be a chidush. Mikol mukim we have two drachim in the rishonim. Shitas Rashi. And I say we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Avada, even in Amud, we could say Teifan Akuma. Just the case of the Amud, he's far away from the walls. And Shittas Aritz Geirus and the Efshar of the Ran, that maybe even if it's Betoich Dalet Ames, here you don't say Teifan Akuma. It's Efshar that you don't say Teifan Akuma. In the Rambam, it's like interesting. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam learns like Rashi. That we're talking that it's far away, because if it's not far away, you could say Doifen Akuma. When you read the Lord, Rav Avraham min Ahar is Medayek Loshon Rambam, like the Ritz Geirus. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet, starts the Sugya of Itztabo. He says, if it's close, you say the Nakuma, and if it's not, not. It's the Bamina Tzad, it's the Bamina Hemza. And then the Rambam finishes, Perik Dalet Aloch Yudalet. Bono Bo Amud, Veyesh Bo Hechshor Suke, Psulo. שאינו למחיצס הניקורס ונמצא על גב העמוד שכח כושר בלא התפנס. He doesn't say how far is the עמוד. The Rambam is a halacha sefer. He has to write that the עמוד is far away. Rashi could say the Gemara didn't speak it out. Rashi says it out. But if the Rambam brings down the halacha of עמוד and he doesn't say if it's far or not, so Reb Avraham min Ahar is meduyik that he's learning like the Efsher of the Ram. He's learning like the Ritzgeus that you don't say doifen hakuma be'amud. So we have two shittas. Either you say Deifan Akuma Be'amud, and it's talking that it's far away, our sugya, or the Efsher of the Ran, Shekeven Shuchoylek Reshus Le'atzmo, even in Yan Shabbos, Kilu Mukav Mechitzes, Chayagav, that you don't say Deifan Akuma. We'll go back to the Rashi. Ubona Be'amud Rochoik Min Atfono Is Harbe, Uboi Hechsher Suko, שיש בראשו שיבה ומשהו על שיבה ומשהו. So we saw already in Amud Aleph, the Metzainit, that the Marsho in Amud Aleph was Oymed, why Rashi said שיבה ומשהו על שיבה ומשהו. I want to explain. Lemoshel, the Rav Yo and Simon Beis learns that every Echshel Sukkah is 7-point epis. When Chazal said 7 on 7, they meant 7-point. Say it. It could mean 7-point. Aber Rashi learns, we said, and Daf Yudalet, and Daf Yudzayin, and Daf Gimel, that Sheva means Sheva. Why here Rashi says Sheva v'mashu? The same kash we had in Amud Aleph. Zog de Pnei Yoshua in Amud Aleph, that grade from this Rashi he doesn't have a problem. In Amud Aleph he has a problem. Aber grade from this Rashi it's bichlal not a problem. If you want to see, and here we again, only starting, to say Gudasik, you have to pull out walls, right? So if it's exactly 7 and you pull out walls, inside you're missing from the 7th Fochim. You're in a bit less from 7. If the Sukkah is exactly 7, and you pull out, don't mention how much, you have to pull out a wall. And you have to pull out a wall from this side. You're missing 7 on the Sukkah. Avada, some people learn that you don't pull out. You just go to the size of the Amud, and Ke'ilu from the size, from the end of the side. We have the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua learned, you mamish pull Epes, but mainly you have to have Sheva v'mashu. You have to have Sheva. In Amud Aleph, we spoke last time, that, again, the last part of the Amud, Mibachutz, doesn't mean after the Amud. The outside part of the Amud, you pull. Minimum 7 plus epis. Minimum. But 7 exactly is missing. Sheva v'mashu. Mashu could be 0.1. Lo mashane. But sheva v'mashu. And Amud Aleph we said a svara because the Deifan Akuma that has to curve on top of the Yitztabo. But now we're learning Amud Beis. Mikol Mukim, we have this Amud. We have this Amud. And it's Sheva v'mashu, and we say Gudasik. We say Gudasik. Sova Rabbaye le Meimar Gudasik Mechitzta. Omar le Rove be'inen Mechitzes anikoris veleke. So Rabbaye said, you say Gudasik, zod Rashi shel Amud shemibachutz hagbiye masoros sviv esroishoi. והרי יש בהם גוי ויוד וחשוב הסוכו על רוישת ודויף מהעמוד פונסר על ידי גודסיק ללב לשוי נסיר ושכח של מלו כושר ואינו למעלה מחוף מרויש העמוד. So we'll start. יש להסתפק. אבאיה said that you could say גודסיק and it's kosher. Rove said, "Beinen mechitzas anikoris veleke." Let me get leat leat. We'll boy is this Indian. Abaye said, "You say gudasik." Zoktem Rove, you can't say gudasik. Beinen mechitzas anikoris veleke. What is the pshat in Rove? Beinen mechitzas anikoris veleke. I'll say two tzedodim. One tzad, it's the pashtus. It's a din in the sukkah. Sukkah needs mechitzas nikoris. Sukkah is ke'ein diro. If you're not surrounded with walls, it's possible in the sukkah. Midinei ha-sukkah, you need mechitzas nikoris. Midinei ha-sukkah, you need mechitzas nikoris. It's a sukkah dikadin. You have good asik, but you need mechitzas nikoris, because if not, the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. If not, the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. The only way the sukkah will be kosher is because you have mechitzas nikoris. Well, it's not nikoris. When you sit inside the sukkah, you don't feel, you either have good asik. Good asik is luft. It's air. So it's a psul in sukkah. Or legabi Shabbos, lemoshal. Legabi Shabbos. If you have a amud in Shabbos, you could say good asik, and an tzfasa amud or birishus ayochel. It's only a psul in sukkah. It's only a psul in sukkah. And sukkah, you need mechitzas and nikoris veleke. But not in sukkah. Legabi Shabbos or legabi kol ha'teira kulo, avada, you could say good asik, and even that it's not mechitzas and nikoris, it's good. When Azei Reb Chaim and Sefer and Hilchos Sukkah in the beginning explains that this is the pashtus HaGemara, that it's a din in the sukkah that you need mechitzas and nikoris. It's a din in the sukkah that you need mechitzas and nikoris, and if you don't have mechitzas and nikoris, it's not good. You don't have mechitzas and nikoris, it's not good. This is one tzad. And Azei, like this tzad, is mefurish in the Ran. The Ran speaks it out klor. Couple times, but around the beginning, the Ran says, Pirush, afal gav, de le'inyan Shabbos, amrinen gudasik. Lo yamrinen ochi legabi suko. De be'inen ba mechitzas anikoris kein diro. It's a sukkah dike aloche. It's a sukkah dike aloche. Aval inyan Shabbos amrinen gudasik. And then he finishes, ואפה גב דה עמוד כאילו נשאבס חוילק רשוס לעצמי כאילו מוקב מחיצס his mom should the same יסוי. So the Ran says לגבי שבס it works, you say good asik, only in sukkah you don't say good asik. The Ran repeats himself in the end of the sugya. See later when he brings the riff להלוכה מחיצס הניקורס בעינן, so it never works in sukkah. So where it works in Shabbos. So the Ran steht klar, in Shabbos it works, in Sukkah it doesn't work. This is Shita Saran. Like Shita Saran, so let me ask before Shita Saran. Shita Saran, this is the Pashtus HaGemore, that Avada, you could say good asik from the Amut, aber in Sukkah is a din mechitzas anikoris. I need to see that I'm sitting in a house. And while I need to see that I'm sitting in a house, I don't see that I'm sitting in a house, I can't say good asik. Shabbos, I could say good asik. It's only in Sukkah, but in Shabbos I could say it. Wait, in Shabbos I could say it. It's only a chisaron in Sukkah. Only a chisaron in Sukkah. Rashi three times repeats the same thing. Rashi and Shabbos Davov Amud Beis. Rashi is talking about Amud and Shabbos Davov Amud Beis. Basically, it's Mitzuyin here in the Ran. He's talking about Amud Bershus Harabim. You have Amud Bershus Harabim Govoya Asoro. Rashi says, why it's Rishus Ayochid and Shabbos? The Amrinen Gud Asik Mechitzes from the side of the Amud, and it becomes Rishus Ayochid. So legabe Shabbos, you take a amud and you say good asik. The same thing Rashi and Eruv in Tzadik Tes legabe amud b'rishus harabim. Rashi says why it's rishus hayochid on top of the amud b'rishus harabim. You say good asik. And Beitzah, we don't have to go to Shabbos. Rashi Bayosin Daf Chofei B'Toich HaDvorim. Rashi says it klar. And the end of the Bo HaMaschil V'Shiboyles V'Tel Mukav Mechitzois the Kol Shegovoya Asoro Amrin and Gudasik Mechitzos Shaloi V'Akef Bohem Esroisha. Rashi Chofei Yomud Aleph and Sukkot. So Rashi and Deran is one shita. So Chaim says Beitzah the vote that Beitzah you say Gudasik Legabi Shabbos Amud Birshus Hayochid, you say good asik. Why Legabi Sukkah you don't say good asik? Mechitzas anikoris. As a din in Sukkah, I need mechitzas anikoris, veleke. I need mechitzas anikoris, veleke. Aber, the Losh of Reb Chaim. So it's a Sukkah dikadin. It's a Sukkah dikadin. What? How Rav knows that? So the Ran says a svara. Look at the Lashon Ran. The Be'in and Mechid Nikores Ke'ein Diro. So the Pesuk is Teish V'Shivas Yomim. No. So what? Diro is alright, but it has to be a Diro. Without walls, it doesn't look like a house. Sukkah has to be like a house. Shabbos doesn't have to be like a house. It has to have Mechitzas. No Din El Shusayochid is a house. Person has a field is also called the Shusayochi. There's no need to try to make the Shusayochi to look like a house, right? Again, he's asking another kasha of Zayin Amud Beis. Now he's speaking about why you have to have Tfanis and Nikoris. The reason you have to have Tfanis and Nikoris is why? Because you have to have Ke'ein Diro. And if it's not Nikoris, it's not good. Zogt Reb Chaim. In the Rabban, in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Tes, steht verkehrt. And this is the sugya. In the Rabban, in Shabbos, Tzadik Tes, we were Zeicha Be'etzem, we don't have to start from the Rabban, we have Rav Avrom in Ahar by us, and the Meiri, they say it klo. Rav Avrom in Ahar and the Meiri say it klo. What they say? Rav Avrom in Ahar and the Meiri, they say, it's not a halocha and sukkah. Loi amrinen doifen akumo. I'm sorry. Loi amrinen good asik from something that is not a real wall. You can't pull out a wall from something that is not mamish a wall. If it has a shame of a wall, you could pull out a wall from it. Something that is not niker, you can't make a wall out of it. You can't make out a wall out of a amud. It's not strong enough to make a good asik out of it. When you have a wall, you can make a good asik. So Be'in and Mechitzas and Nikoris doesn't mean Sukkah dik. It means Shabbos dik. Even in Shabbos you can't say good asik. Zog Reb Chaim, the Ramban asks in Shabbos Tzadik Tes, Amud, when you throw something on the Amud, why you chayev, lechure, you can't say good asik on the Amud, right? So if you can't say good asik, so the tap is not Rishus Hayochid. So the chayfetz is not Rishus Hayochid. As I say the Ramban, Evi Amud Birshus Arabim. Why, when you throw something on top of the Amud Yichayev, it's not, it's Rishus Hayochid, the top is Rishus Arabim.
So what is Rishus
Hayochid? You have walls. Your house is Rishus Hayochid, the Yeshiva is Rishus Hayochid.
What is Rishus Hayochid?
Ramban says it's not, because you don't have Mechitzas. Because we're learning in the Sugi now, Be'in and Mechitzas Nikoras Veleke. You don't have Mechitzas. Zog the Ramban, you're right. But the Amud himself is Rishus Hayochid. Because he himself is a Mokim Nivdal. He himself is a Mokim Nivdal. While he himself is a Mokim Nivdal, so he says like this, the Amud himself is Rishus Hayochid. The Avir is already not Rishus Hayochid. The Chayfetz is Nachan the Amud, Yechayev. And then it's like the Ramban. But the Avir, you can't say, well, Avir is Shusayochid Oyla Adler Rekia, it's only because you say good asik. Then you can't say good asik. Again, say Reb Avrom min Ahar Bayos, say the Meiri, I'll say the Loshim for Reb Avrom min Ahar. Reb Avrom min Ahar says it klo. Be'inen mechitza nekores, keloimar, ki amrinen good asik, hanemile be'mechitzas nikoros, mechitzas shel amud en lehem toich, ולא ימרינן במחיצס כהי גודאסיק. אז no din גודאסיק במחיצס שאינו מקורס. So we have a yesoid is dike machleikas. And again, the yesoid of the Teire is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim did not have Reb Avrom in Ahar. didn't have the Meiri, so he had to build it up from a Ramban. So later the Ramban that he builds it up. Oh, but the Yesayda Machleikas. What is the Yesayda Machleikas? What is the Yesayda Machleikas? Shida Saran and Rashi Avade Be'amud Legabi Shabbos Yusei Gudasik. The Ran says it clear. Leinian Shabbos Be'amud Yusei Gudasik. You say good asik. Why a virus is a yochid oil ad rikia? You say good asik. Zogt Rashi and Shabbos Davov, Tzadik Tes and Bayos Chofei. Why a mood on top of it is Rishus a yochid ad la rikia? Because you say good asik. Why Bayos you don't say good asik? Because it's a din in the sukkah. Sukkah has to look like a diro. The haylo. Rashi and the Ran learn from Amud you pull good asik. I have a good asik here, but even that I have a good asik here, but it's not nikel. I have a good asik, but the good asik is not nikel. While the good asik is not nikel, so the walls go up. But in sukkah, when I see ear, it doesn't work. So I say good asik. And Amud I say good asik. So what if I say good asik? It doesn't help in sukkah. Masha'ing and Rebbe Avraham in Ha'ar and the Meiri. And the Ramban I learn in Pshat. And Amud I don't say good asik. Frek the Meiri. Frek Rebbe Avraham in Ha'ar. So why the Amud is Rishus HaYochid? So the Ramban says, the Gav is Rishus HaYochid. The Avir we don't say Rishus HaYochid Eilu Ad L'Rekiah. Only when you can say good asik. Rabbi Avraham in Ha'ar says, Avir Rishus HaYochid ki Rishus HaYochid dami. Rishus HaYochid is oil ad l'rekiah. So lefi Rashi, why Avir Rishus HaYochid be'amud is ad l'rekiah? Good asik mechitz is ad l'rekiah. Ma she'en ken. Lefi the Rishonim, no, it's no good asik there. Zog the Ramban, takid Rishus HaYochid is not oil ad l'rekiah. So Rabbi Avraham in Ha'ar, Rishus HaYochid oil ad l'rekiah, even when Av mechitzes, after something is Rishus HaYochid, it's oil ad l'rekiah. So when we learn in the Gemara, we have Be'etzem two ways how to understand what is Machlekes Abaye v'Rove. Maybe Rabbaye was masking to Rove, but Rabbaye said Sova Rabbaye lemeimar gudasik mechitzte Omar leirove b'inen mechitzes anikores veleke lefi Rashi and Deran. It's a sukkadike, and the Ritva is also mashma like this. It's a sukkah dike aloche. You're right that you say good asik. Abai dem is girecht. Aber sukkah is a new din. Abai didn't think about it. He didn't know what is the boker. Rabbi told him it's a sukkah dike din. Zog der Ramban. And what is the din? Ke ein dire. Lefi der Rishonim, Rabbi Avraham in Ha'ar, in the Meiri, and the Ramban, what Reb Chaim brings down? Nein! Omar le Rabbi, you can't say good asik. When you have a wall, you could pull the wall. When the wall is not nikah, you can't say good asik. What? Svor? It's a svor? It's a svor? It's a svor? Again, Rabbi has a svor. There's a clear Reb Chaim said, and svor from the Gemara we never ask. The Rabbi is a svor. The Roshan Reb Avraham in Ha'ar, mechitza, when you say good asik, the mechitza has to have a chashivus. When the mechitza doesn't have a chashivus, you can't say good asik. So it's a svor alemol that you can't say the good asik. Lemoshel, in Tesis and Dav Zayin is a shtikel mashma like Rashi and the Ran. Tesis and Dav Zayin and Dibur HaMaschil, mamash one line in Tesis and Dibur HaMaschil ve'eino niteres, the last two lines in Tesis. Look in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil ve'eino niteres, the last two lines. Ve'afilu delesh shel kashin, a very soft wall, I don't know what it is, hichmiru gabi suko shebeinen mechitzas anikores. He says, is a klal in sukkah, you need mechitzas anikores. Lefi the Rishonim, it's not a din in sukkah. It was a svoren good asik, that you can't say good asik if it's not nikores. What is the shaykhis legabi the svore, sheichmiru bedele shel kashim legabi sukkah? Again, yeah, but I'm asking a kasha. Where you found, if the Gemara here meant that didn't good asik, so you can't say, you know, they said that a sukkah is more chomo mekola tere kulo, because you need mechitzas anikores. Where is the Shtar Zagemore? Taisa says like, different halachas there. Yes, sukkah is a lot of chumras because even that because you need mechitzas on the kolos. Where you found in sukkah that you need mechitzas on the kolos? It's no gemara. Our gemara, it's not a din in sukkah. If you learn like the Ran and Rashi, it's a din in sukkah. Sukkah needs mechitzas on the kolos. Shabbos avadu, you could say good asik even with not the kolos. Shabbos avadu, you could say good asik even if it's not the kolos. The gemara meant Rav said is a sukkah dikadin. And sukkah, you need mechitzas on nikoros. If it's not nikoros and sukkah, it's not good. This is what Rava was mechadish. Shabbos avadu, you say good asik. Amud. Zog Rashi, why is Rishu Sayochit? Good asik. Zog Deran, and Shabbos, you say good asik. Masha'en came, the Rav Bavro Minahar and the Meiri are learning pshat. Rava said, you can't say good asik in Amud. Even in Shabbos, you can't say. Why Amud Rishu Sayochit? Rishu Soravim is Rishu Sayochit? Zog the Ramban, Mekoy Moy Choylek Loi. He himself is Choshuv. Avada his Avir, you don't say good asik. Because you can't say Rishu Sayochit Oile Adar Ekiya, he doesn't have wolf. Zog the Ramavro Minahar, if the Amud is Rishu Sayochit, Rishu Sayochit is Oile Lemala without wolf. Oh, but you can't say good asik. Also in Tesis by us, the Pashtus is Mashma that is going, that it's a din and suke. He's asking why you could say Pitikro Yeret Besoysim. Says it's more nickel. Again, he's asking for a different aloha and suke. Why it's nickel there? So we see that it's a aloha that you have to have a nickel and suke. This is the Aleph base. And this Yesod Be'etzem, Reb Chaim was Miyashiv. And Be'etzem, Reb Chaim says that the Moker, for a lot of Rishonim, that in Shabbos it's not good, they took it out from our sugya. They learned that stayed in the sugya that be'in and mechitzas and mikores, that you can't say good asik if the mechitzas are not mikores. You can't say good asik if the mechitzas are not mikores. I think it's very glad. So this chaylik, everyone says. Reb Chaim was mechadish, it's the first Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah. And Be'etzem, we have Reb Avraham in Aharon Meiri that are chaylik with the Ran and Rashi. I want to go to the second chaylik of it. Maybe it's not 100% muchach, but we'll start with the second chaylik. Rashi here says an interesante zach. I'm sure everyone stole that it didn't say that. Good asik mechitzte, shelamut, Hagbiem asoros svives roisho. Hagbiem asoros svives roisho. Rashi says you make good asik 10 tfochim. Why 10 tfochim? Why 10? Lechure, the mechitzes anad magia till the schach. Again, not like some had mistake that Rashi means that you cannot say more from 10. But Rashi says you don't need to make more from 10. Why Rashi says only 10? Why only 10? L'chud mechitzes not magia l'schach. Is a aloche mechitzes magia l'schach? If it's a aloche mechitzes magia l'schach, Rashi says you have a amud, pull it up 10. Why only 10? It's not magia l'schach. It's not magia l'schach. What? So why Rashi says 10? Say more good asik. Why you need only 10? Why you need only 10? Rashi is talking about good asik. Why Rashi says the good asik starts after 10? Why Rashi says the good asik starts after 10? What? No, but I'm asking you to mechitzas not magia l'schach. I'm asking you to need 10 for the chashivus. Oh, but the schach is lemalo me'esir. The wall is 10, the amud, you make another 10. The mechitzas are till here. Oh, but the mechitzas not magia l'schach. We see from Rashi Klor that is no din mechitzas magia l'schach. Ma ze meshane? Rashi says you make asorot tfochim good asik. No, you said 10 and you say good asik 10. I'm asking, but then Rashi says you do 10 on Tzvasa Amud. Beroishoy. No, chas v'sholom. No. Rashi means 10 on Tzvasa Amud. Lemosh, the Ra'o learns different. Ve'amrin en gud asik ad aschach. The Raon knows how to write. Ve'amrin en gud asik ad aschach. So we have, this is the Pshat and Rashi, later we'll argue about it. This is the Pshat, this is the Pshat and Rashi. Rashi learns the Pshat, you go up 10, not more from 10. This is the Pshat and Rashi. That's for sure Pshat, you don't go more from 10. This is the Pshat and Rashi. Now, Zog the Welt. First pshat. We have a machleikis Rashi and Rao. If it's a din mechitzois magiois leschachona. Rashi learned is never a din if mechitzois magiois ad leschach. If you have a sukkah with a sorot fochim and the schach is higher, it's kosher. You don't have to come to Gedasik. And the Ra'o learned that is a din, Naftali, is a din mechitzes magiyas leschach. Is a din mechitzes magiyas leschach. It's clear. The Ritva lemoshe and daf tezayin learns like his Rebbe, the Rebbe of the Ritva is the Ra'o. The Ritva and daf tezayin says, is a din mechitzes magiyas leschach. Rashi learned is no din mechitzes magiyas leschach. Maybe it's enough to have 10. Maybe later will be a chreichim. But Rashi is enough for him 10. Is a starke raya to that. I think it's a raya brura. Is the Ran. The Ran and Rashi are going the same the whole sugi. The Ran, in the end of the sugi, asks a kasha. If we pass that in sugi you need mechitzes nikores. Right? We pass like Rav. That in sugi you need mechitzes nikores. Frek the Ran. So when is the case that you could say good asik in a sukkah? You never could say good asik in a sukkah. When is the case of good asik in a sukkah? When you have a case that you have good asik in a sukkah. If we pass him la'alocha that you need mechitzas anikores, and even b'sfas agag it doesn't help, so we don't have a chetimtze of good asik. Azei frek deran. Zog deran, you're right. Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu good asik in Sukkah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu good asik in Shabbos. Tzderan and Dibura Masri Lava La Rambam. ולפי הריף, כי אמרין יצריך לזה לגוד ולא יפה דפן הקומה, מן דמוני גוד אסיק בעדיי ולעניין שבס יסמר. דעניין סוכה לכגבנה דנימה בו גוד אסיק. לא מסכין דה אפילו אספס הגג, פסולו. We paskin that you never, it's never מחיץ לניקורס, even if it's ניקר בתי רבייס, it's not called ניקורס. במילא, we paskin that גוד אסיק never helps in a סוכה. So why we need גוד אסיק? When you need good asik in a sukkah, you have a case? Tell me a case of good Frek de Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean there's no case in a sukkah? I'll give you a poshta case. A sukkah that the mechitzas are 10 tfachim, the schach is 20 tfachim, and it's not magia l'schach. What the Ran says that he never found a case of good asik in sukkah? You have mechitzas nikorois. And you have to say good asik. The teretz is the Ran and Rashi learn is no din mechitzas magiyas leschach. So Rashi and Ran learn that is no din mechitzas magiyas leschach. The Ran says trilchas lo yamrinen. I don't know. I'm asking in the Ran. The Rashi said he don't say good asik in the sukkah. One second. Rashi said he don't say good asik. So what? I asked you the love. The Ran said you don't say good asik. Again, the Ran says is no echetimtzev good asik and sukkas. Why? Because it's mechmin mechitza nikores. Frei de Bnei Yeshua, if you have a mechitza asoro, the schach is higher. You have to come to good asik. The Teretz is, the Ran learns, we said at the beginning is man. The Ran learns, if I have mechitzas asoro, I don't need to come to good asik, the sukkah is kosher. Does the shitas Rashi ve'aran? Masha'inken, shitas the Ra'o, You need to come to Mechitzas Magias Leschach, and you will need to come to Good Asik. So the Vail, we said two Zachen. We had two Machlekisim in the Sugya that the Vail BeEmes are not Tolu Yobeho. One Machlekis we had in the Sugya, Rashi and Deran learn that what Rove said being in Mechitzas Anikoris Veleke, it's a Chisorin and Suke. Avada you could say Good Asik and Amud. Avada you could say good asik in Amud. And Sukkah you can't say good asik in Amud. Because it's not Mechitzas Anikoris. And Shabbos you say good asik. And Rabbi Avraham Minahar and the Meiri and the Ramban learn name. Tzadin and good asik. When it's not Nikoris, you can't say good asik. Tzadin bekol atirekulo. Why Amud is Rosh Hashayochid? The Ramban says, the Ramban says only the Amud is Rosh Hashayochid. The Ramban says only the Amud is Rosh Hashayochid. And Sfas Amud is not Rosh Hashayochid. And the Rishonim say you say good asik. And the Rishonim say Avir Rosh Hashayochid Kishu Hashayochid. But the first machleikis, the one first cloth, and the Chur, it's two separate machleikisim. One machleikis bepshat haGemore, lefi Rashi it's a Sukkah dikedin. Why do you say good asik? But it's not Nikoris. It's not Nikoris. It's not good in the Sukkah. Ve'in and dira ve'leke. And the Rishonim learn no. It's a din and good asik. When it's not Nikoris, you can't say good asik. You can't pull out a wool. Only when it looks like a wool, you can start to work. If not, you can't start to work. Very gishmak. One machlekes. And we had another machlekes. And Rashi was meduyek. Grade Rashi said that you lifted up only 10. We asked why it's enough then. Why it's enough then? The Torah says Rashi learns you don't need mechitzas magias l'schach. The Ra'o says you lift it up till the schach because he learns the din mechitzas magias l'schach. The Furush and the Ra'o by us ad haschach. The Ritva and after Zayin good asik ad haschach. Mashenken and Rashi were medayek that you don't need it. The Baal will medayik that you don't need it. Maybe we could say in a second more. Oh, but we medayik that you don't need more from 10.
Rashi
said good asik. I said, what? I said Rashi doesn't say good asik? What I said?
What's up?
Mitzvah, right? That's what you're asking. So what is the question? Again, we're saying good asik. But there's no din ad aschach. When Azay is mefurish in Deran, the Ran says that lo imotzanu good asik in Shabbos and Sukkah only in Shabbos. Freid ibn Yeshua, why lo imotzanu? Motzanu. These are two separate machlekes that they don't have to be tolu with each other. They don't have to be tolu with each other. I want to go to the next step. I know it's a big vikoch here with the lomdim. And maybe I have a ritva. Abala, I want to ask you a shayla. I want to say, these two machleikisim are not stamp two machleikisim. They tolu yhobeho. Listen carefully. Lefi Rashi, I'm asking you a shayla. Lefi Rashi and the Ram, it's a din in the sukkah. Listen good, Abba. It's a din in the sukkah that you have to have. Mechitzas magiyos leschach. If you don't have mechitzas, I'm sorry. It's a din in the sukkah that you have to have mechitzas anikoros. If you don't have mechitzas anikoros in sukkah, it's not kosher. We explain it's a sukkah dikadin. I'm asking. It's a sukkah dikadin. That the sukkah needs to be nikoros. I want to ask you a shayla. If it's a din in sukkah that I need to have mechitzas anikoros, avada I could say good asik in amud. I don't have a problem to say good asik in the amud. I say good asik in the amud. But even though I say good asik in the amud, but in sukkah it's not good. Why? I'm not in the sukkah. I want to ask you a shayla. Meir, I want to ask you a shayla. You say good. You have a sukkah that is 10 tfachim. You have walls 10 tfachim, and the schach is 20. Before we sat today in shir, the way everyone learned till now is say good asik till the schach. Maskim or not? We're not the way mechadish that we don't say mechidit. This is the pashtus that you say good asik till the schach. I want to ask you a shayla. You say good asik till the schach, but this part is not nikoris. How it works? Listen. Amazing Ashail. You have a mechitzas asara. The schach is gavoya esri. How we learn till now? Now we're mechadesh that lefi Rashi it's kosher without good asik, and lefi the ra'o and the ritwa it's only kosher mitzad good asik. But till now we learn why it's kosher. Even without good asik it's kosher. I'm sorry, till now we learn why it's kosher mitzad good asik. I'm mechadesh now, and Rashi is meduyik that you don't have to come to good asik. And the Ran is meduyik that you don't have to come to good asik. And the ra'o state you have to. The ritual shit. But we'll start like everyone learned out till now. That when we have a mechitzas asara and the schach is gavaya esrim, the reason it's kosher is because we say good asik. I'm asking you a shayla. The first 10 are nikoros. The second 10 are not nikoros. So why the sukkah is kosher? Ting. Don't answer me. Ting. What you can answer, I also could answer. I also could answer as nikor about. I'm saying ting.
Because we can point.
I'm asking a kasha. The bottom is nikah, the top is not nikah. If you have to have an asuka mechitzas on nikoros, why the suka is kosher? Yo, said, why the suka is kosher? Where is the nikoros? Think. Where is the nikoros? I have mechitzas asoro. The schach is gavoya esrei. You say good asik till the schach.
That's
why I need 10 and 2. What is the svarit? You have mechitzas asoro. The schach is gavoya esrei. You say good asik. The bottom 10 is nika. The top 10 is not nika. The top 10 are not nika. So why the sukkah is kosher? What? If it's the din magias, the way everyone learned kipshutoi, till I said that in Rashi is medui there is no din magias, and in the Ran is medui there is no din magias. Yeshua, everyone learned the pashtas, the way it works is mitzad good asik. We are medayik today in the Rashi here that it works without good asik. If you learn the regular way that everyone learns that it works mitzad good asik, if the regular way that it works is mitzad good asik. L'chure, the top 10 are not nika. Avada, you could answer me, if it's already nika in the bottom, it's enough. Avada, you could answer like this. Avada, you could answer, if it's nika in the bottom, it's enough. It's already nika here. But if we don't want to answer like that, l'chure, we have here a shtikel ha'ore. Now I want to explain. This aura is only if you learn that in a sukkah you need mechitzas nikoris. So we're asking, the top 10 are not nikoris. But if we learn that there's no din in sukkah to nikoris, we'll learn like the Rishonim. That there's no din mechitzas nikoris, just when the mechitzah is not nikah, you can't start to say good asik. When the mechitzah is nikah, you could say good asik. So then you don't have a kasha. The kasha is only lefirashi in the Ran. There is a din nikar in the sukkah. The top 10 is not nikar. But if it's a din in good asik, that you only could pull out a wool from a mechitza nikeres. So if the bottom 10 is a nikar, you could do good asik. So b'meile, I want to say like this. Chosh b'das Rashi ve'aran. Comes out that Rashi ve'aran, we mentioned in Shir, two machleikasim. L'chur, the two machleikasim are mashlim each other. Rashi learned that when the Gemara said Mechitzas HaNikores, she didn't mean that you can't say good asik. She knows that you could say good asik. She says, but in Sukkah you can't say. In Sukkah you can't say good asik. Why you can't say good asik in Sukkah? The reason you can't say good asik in Sukkah, because you have to have Nikores. So in Sukkah is a din to have Nikores. This is what the Gemara is mechadesh here. that in a sukkah you need nikoris. If it's not nikoris in the sukkah, it's not good. The Mele Val Rashi learns that it's a din nikoris in the sukkah. Val Rashi learns that it's a din nikoris in the sukkah. So Rashi has a problem. If it's a din mechitzas magias leschach, it's never nikoris the top. So how every time you could say gudasik, the top will never be nikoris? Every sukkah we have a mechitza asora, why it's kosher? What you tell me that it's kosher mitzad gudasik, but it's not nikoris? The teretz is of Rashi is no din nikoris. Is no din mechitzas magias leschach. Is no din mechitzas magias leschach. Again, Rashi is to be my. This is the emes of the sugya. Because he's mami the emes of the sugya. He's mami the emes of the sugya. Story. Bemele, while Rashi learns that is a din nikoris in the sugya, so Rashi had a problem. Rashi had a problem. If every time is the din mechitzas magias leschach, you would never could say gudasik. Ba'aloch, that you have to have mechitzas and nikoris, how you would say gudasik? The top part is not nika. Masha'en ke lefi de rishoinim, it's no din in sukkah that you have to have nikoris. It's no din in sukkah that you have to have nikoris. What is the aloch? You can't do on the chorus, you can't do gudasik. But when the piece is nikel, you could pull out, right? So when the piece is nikel, you could pull out. So when I have a sukkah of 10 tefachim, I could make gudasik. Because the piece in the bottom is nikel. The Mele, they could learn that every sukkah you need magia is l'schach. They could learn that every sukkah you need magia is l'schach. Just you could say gudasik. Again, I want to be madgish. This chaylek is a chidush, and it doesn't mean that all of the rishonim hold from that. Avada, you could learn the first two shittas without the third zach, and I'll be masbir. Avada, we have one machlekes that lefi Rashi it's a din in the sukkah that you need nikoris, and lefi the rishonim it's a din in gudasik. Avada, Rashi holds you don't need mechitzas magias leschach, and the rishonim hold you need mechitzas magias leschach. We asking a kasha. Every sukkah that's all at tefachim, and you want the kasha at mitzad gudasik, the top is not nikoros. So we say Rashi l'shitos, it's not a kasha. The Rishonim l'shitos, it's not a problem because they don't need nikoros in the sukkah. They need nikoros to start off with. It's not muchach because you could ding tzach on the kasha, and you could say even that you need mechitzas nikoros in the sukkah. If the bottom ten is nikel, the whole thing is called nikel. You could dig tzach on my kasha. But I think in the Ritva is muchach like that. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran doesn't say that. Kein dira, this is the shayla. What is kein dira? If you have to have mechitzas business chach, you have to have kein dira till the top. You want to say a pshat, I said. I said, can't say. Don't have a Ran that says it. I'm saying again. Rashi is mechadish, we have to have the longest. That sukkah needs mechitzas nikoris. The Rishonim learned it's in ishtar zadin and sukkah that you need mechitzas nikoris. It's a grade din and gudasik. But for the Rishonim, if you have mechitzas asoro, the sukkah is kosher. If you have mechitzas asoro, the sukkah is kosher. So, Avada, you could say gudasik till the top? Masha'en gelefi Rashi, we have a kasha. So we said Rashi l'shitos is the answer. I'm saying grade ken zayin the kasha is nishkin kasha. Like you're saying, ken zayin if it's nicker in the bottom, it's enough. And I think b'das haritva it's muchach like this, that the ritva mitzad echot learns like Rashi that it's a din in the sukkah, and mitzad sheni the ritva says that you have to have gudasik till the schach. The Ritva says in the end of the last sugya that you have to have nikoris in the sukkah, and even so he holds that you have to have mechitzas magias al haschach. I want to be madgish Rashi says that the Gudasik is 10. Rashi says the Gudasik is 10. Rashi didn't need more from 10. Rashi didn't need more from 10. And we explain because Rashi holds there's no din mechitzas magiyas l'schach. So why? But who taught Rashi only 10? So it's not a kasha because the ma'aseh, you only need 10. So Rashi says the emes. Some want to say the Giboy del Rabbeinu Chananel here that the getter of the Gudasik is you take what you have in the side and you copy it to put it on top. But more from that you can't do. So you can't do more from that. Rashi didn't learn. I say again. Lemaise state in Rashi that if the mechitzes are not magiyas l'schach, it's kosher. State klor in Rashi that it's kosher. As they state klor in Rashi. Rashi says it goes up 10 and it's enough. As they state klor in Rashi. I'm not arguing about that. And everything what we said is muchach. I'm just saying, but why Rashi said that it goes up 10? So it could be, I think Rashi says the emes. It goes only 10. 10 is enough. There's no din. Mechitzes magiyas l'schach. 10 is enough. Rashi is saying the emes. 10 is enough. But some lomdim want to say, if you read good Rashi, Rashi says like this. Good asking mechitzes shel amud shemibachutz agbi masoro, hari yesh bohem goy vayud. So, Rashi means, הגביה מסור סביב עשרוי שיש בהם גוי ויוד. So בלבדיש, I think the פשעת is time, you pull a 10. It doesn't mean because it was 10, you pull a 10. Like some had a mistake. It doesn't mean, like you learned פשעת, while it was 10, you pick it up 10. He means stamp, you pick up 10. רבי נוחנן, it is משמע such a lotion. You take the 10 from the side, and you stick it to the side. Again, either way, the pshat is emes, like we're saying, that state in Rashi that it's only 10, and state in Rashi that you don't need mechitzes magiyas l'schach. Does state klor in Rashi? No, it's klor in Rashi. I'm just saying, why Rashi decided to speak out the 10 here? He was telling us the emes, or he was learning like you? I think he was telling us the emes. Aber kenzai?